Options for entering global markets. Once the decision has been made to expand globally, the organization must decide how to invest its resources to enter the new market. Factors involve available investment resources, industry type, and desired speed of entry. The first competitor to enter a market will need speed to quickly establish a large market share. Basic options for entering a foreign market include export, licensing, franchising, creation of subsidiaries, creation of local strategic alliances or joint ventures. Export. Export is a common and relatively inexpensive way to enter a market while maintaining full control. One of the major attractions of the export option is that it requires relatively little investment and internal change to the organization. If the current production facilities can produce for both the domestic and foreign markets, the organization achieves economy of scale. If the organization has the expertise to distribute and sell into the foreign market, it can use or build its own capabilities, for example, establish new sales divisions and distribution centers. Or it can work with consultants to establish distribution networks. Crafting and executing strategy notes that the primary risk with this option is the organization's ability to be competitive with foreign rivals. Competitive power will be weakened if the organization's manufacturing costs plus transportation costs are higher than those of foreign rivals. There are adverse currency shifts. Host countries impose tariffs/trade barriers. Licensing. Licensing is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as paying a fee for permission to manufacture and sell a product created by another. Licensing is appealing when an organization has intellectual property, for example, a patented or trademarked product or process, but does not have the resources to develop the foreign market. The organization receives royalties from the licensee, and the licensee assumes the expenses of using or producing the property and all the market risks. An example might be a manufacturer that has a process for making large pieces of glass used in commercial buildings. Shipping product into a foreign market would be difficult, but the manufacturer could license its process to a host country glass manufacturer. However, a licensee may steal the intellectual property. Organizations must commit to monitoring and defending their legal rights of ownership, but some countries have weak enforcement. Franchising. Franchising is similar to licensing, but is more appropriate for service and retail businesses. A franchisor sells a brand or a service concept to a foreign business entity. Consultation, training, and perhaps interior and exterior designs may also be included. The franchisee assumes the costs of building and operating the business. Common examples of organizations using franchises to enter a foreign market are express delivery services, employment and staffing agencies, restaurant chains, hotels, mass merchandising retailers, and clothing stores. As in licensing, the franchisor gives up some control over its brand. Franchisees can weaken the brand by delivering poor quality or service. They may also alter the brand when it conflicts with local culture and customer preferences. This has the effect of diluting the power of the brand. Subsidiaries. A subsidiary is a company that is at least majority owned by a parent company. This option allows the organization to maintain full control over its investment, but that investment will be larger. Subsidiaries may be created by acquiring an existing business in the foreign country or by developing an entirely new business, a greenfield venture. Acquisitions can be a quick way to enter a market if the acquisition is ready to compete strongly. A poorly performing company will take time and money to build up. Greenfield ventures take time to develop, which can lessen the first-in-market competitive advantage. Greenfield ventures can be an attractive option when building a startup is cheaper than buying. The new business does not add excess capacity to the market. The subsidiary will benefit from the parent company's reputation or capabilities. The parent company has sufficient resources to be competitive. Investment risk and potential for reward are higher for subsidiaries than for licensing or franchising. Profits have to be shared only with minority stakeholders, if any. Strategic alliances and joint ventures. An organization may enter a foreign market by forging a strategic alliance or a joint venture with an organization operating in the host country. The organizations each share some of the risk, including investment and some of the reward. Collaborations allow the new entrant into the foreign market to benefit from local expertise. By sharing markets, the organizations achieve economies of scale and gain additional access to distribution channels. They also learn from each other. Together, they can present a formidable challenge to rivals. For example, a Taiwanese solar panel manufacturer creates an alliance with an Indian solar panel distributor to enter the Indian market and quickly gain market share. The Taiwanese company may contribute a broader range of products. The Indian company contributes its dealer network. Alliances require the ability to communicate and work with each other, to trust, and to make decisions that benefit both entities. There may be concerns about sharing proprietary technology, for example. Crafting and executing strategy warns that a risk of alliances and joint ventures is that the organization may become overly dependent on its foreign partners. Exhibit 1-64 summarizes the advantages and disadvantages of the entry options for foreign markets.